Hey everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And we're Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Check us out at legendsoftabletop.com.
Hi everybody, Tim here. Welcome to this week's episode of the Polyhedron Society's Star Wars Edge of the Empire Actual Play Podcast. We would like to wish you and your sweetheart a happy Valentine's Day, and we hope you enjoy this week's episode. This week's edition of Dice Matters involves building your dice pools. The first thing you're going to want to do is take your skill that you want to use and its corresponding characteristic and compare the two. You're going to take the highest number of the two, and that's how many ability dice you're going to start with. Those are the green ones. And you're going to upgrade it a number of times equal to the lowest. So, for example, if you have one rank in ranged light and two ranks in agility, you'll start with the higher of the two, which is the agility. So you'll have two ability dice. You'll upgrade it once, or one of those, to a proficiency die, which is the yellow dice. So your pool will end up being one ability and one proficiency, or one green and one yellow. Pretty simple and easy once you get the hang of it.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, Star Wars Episode 9, Meeting Part 2. As the sandstorm rages outside, the battle with Tonovan's crew rages inside. The Scorn proves to not only be a vicious foe, but also a fickle one.
Alright, so one more PC slot.
I'm gonna poke you. You get five
and
back.
Then I'm gonna use a stim pack on you.
On myself.
There's a
I'm awake.
There's a time and a place for everything, you two.
I am officially awake.
You are?
So that's the second PC slot. Now we go to an NPC slot, which leaves us with the two minions. All right, so...
I'm gonna have a headache after this one.
I bet.
Dude, you are...
You have an arm ache is what you're gonna...
We're gonna need
they
to rub some salt in that wound. That's what we do, right?
Yes. They are going to take shots at Vog again. And they're also going to take advantage of that boost die that they were given earlier. A bazillion! They deal 10 wounds to you between the two of them blasting you.
Got it.
But the way they do it, I mean, they're just almost panic mode now. They're just unloading. All the shots that they're firing will give their next active ally a setback.
Hey,
with their three threats,
you're almost hitting me.
Yeah, they're really freaking out. But
Lance,
they did roll a triumph in that pool.
Okay.
So I have some things that I can do, because they don't know what you guys are wearing. So one of their shots runs stray and blasts out the one of the big windows. And all of a sudden, the room is now filled with blasting sand and wind, which will cause everyone to suffer a setback because of the stinging sand and all that.
What about the environmental gear?
Is if you have it on your face and you're wearing it, you're good. And their plan, and I assumed that because you guys were in a building in a meeting, that everybody took their stuff off, including them, off their face.
I didn't have any reason to take it off because I wasn't entirely, because I mean, the birds got in somehow, so I've...
Right. But I assumed to carry on a conversation. If you didn't, that's fine. But they took theirs off. But also they knew that they could put it back on with just a maneuver, so they shot the window out. And it's fine if you wore yours. That's no problem. Just anybody not wearing it will suffer the setback.
I see.
And Draco, you don't have to worry about it.
I'm awake.
Oh, then you will have to worry about it.
For however long you remain awake.
Yeah.
Right. So that's that. And now we're down to the last PC slot, which I believe is Lan.
Lan, shoot at his knees.
I don't shoot.
I'll draw my vibro knife.
I will stab the overlord.
And I will stab
out of him, though, but I don't shoot.
I will flip destiny.
Don't forget your setback for the wind and
right,
the sand.
I got it.
Big money, big money. No whammy, no whammy.
One failure, one advantage.
All right, so what do you want to do with your advantage?
I will give a boost die to the next ally.
Okay, so whoever goes next gets a boost. Are you done?
Yep.
Okay, so third round. The Scorn, who Draco fully expects to focus his attention on Draco, he does not. He holds his vibro sword over his head, chitters and chirps at you, and then lunges at Vogg, because he may feel like he's already defeated you once and you're now unworthy of his notice. So, Vogg.
Eat him. Eat him, Draco.
With the wind, with all the wind whipping around in here, when this thing turns on you, he's got those frills that are pulled back. He brings them forward again, right? So, like, the wind's kind of whipping around at his back.
Got it.
He opens up all the frills that he's got, and it almost catches the wind and propels him in your direction.
Oh, that's crazy.
So he literally comes up
and
off the ground.
He flies at me.
Glides towards you, kind of like a flying squirrel.
That's amazing. And I can safely say that I didn't see that coming. This thing can fly?
You give him 2 setback, right?
Correct.
You'll take a setback for being in the sand. And then I will go ahead and flip Destiny to upgrade. So he completely misses you with the attack.
With all those dice.
Flies past you, hits Donovan.
He hits
But he has 5 advantages. With 3 of them, he is going to, at the force the wind propelled him at you and the ferocity of his attack, he will force you to lose your shield.
Basically, you just landed on your shield. You can't use it defensive.
Well, no, I could use that to negate your defensive bonuses. He ripped it out of your hand.
Oh.
You probably either had to sacrifice to block him.
All right.
And then he just totally ripped it free from your grip. With the other 2, because of that, he will perform a free maneuver of aiming. So he rips it away, and then he aims with his, like he's like lining up with his sword like he wants to stab you with it. So he get a boost. The next NPC to go will be Tonovan, who you attempted to stab but missed. He makes a comment about you being Bantha fodder. Effectively, well, I think he's going to attempt to kick you again. I mean, you're under the table. It makes sense that that's what he would do to me.
Come on, tough guy.
Do you want to flip Destiny?
No.
Good Lord. Look at all those failures. Leaves him with 3 advantages.
Oh.
So, as he attempts to kick you, he fails, but in turn, he kicks the table over. And because of the wind, it rips the table, like, completely out of the picture.
Oh, no!
Len's just sitting there with, like, a blaster in hand and a vibro knife in the other, and he's like,
hi. Oh, no!
Does anyone feel a slight draft?
Oh, no! And it's a PC slot.
All right, so that's either, what...
Would you like to go?
Maybe Risker could go.
You want me to stab you again?
Hit me again.
All right. I hit him again. You get back 4, because I can only do 2 maneuvers.
Very good.
All right. Next, PC. You feel better, Draco?
Are you wanting to go, or...
It's up to you, man.
I'll go ahead and go.
It's pretty funny, because Vogg is so large and huge, and then the Scorn is so small and wiry.
Be still.
Whoops. Dang, angry. Bearded god.
And I'm attempting to scoop down and claw the little bugger with my now free hand.
Ooh.
That's ugly.
A triumph and a despair.
Huh. Those don't cancel each other out.
The failure cancels the success portion, but the triumph and the despair stand alone.
Huh.
Okay, well...
You break your claw.
So here's what we've got. I'm going to hit him, and he is going to take 9 points of damage. that is wounds, not strain.
Right.
And I'm going to spend the triumph to activate a critical injury on him.
Okay.
And I have no idea what I'm going to do with the despair.
I know, he bites your hand.
You can suggest what you want to do, and then ultimately I spend it. But you can influence that. If you come up with something better than what I've got, then rock and roll.
I'm really not sure, other than because I'm trying to use Brawl in basically a
spike
sword fight, like maybe, you know, glancing his blade or something. I'm not really
hitting your hand on the spike.
I'm not sure. Let's go ahead and take care of the critical injury first.
I see him biting your hand, just lingering on there.
63.
Oh, snap. So when you claw him, he's so wiry and jumpy that you make the swipe, right?
Correct.
And you basically do the where you end up smacking him in the back of the head really, really hard, so he's slightly dazed, and that disorients him until the end of the encounter.
Oh, wow. I like it. Now give me the bad news.
Well, you're fat, and
your cholesterol is really, really high. And I've been noticing your midichlorian count is, like, exceptionally low.
I meant about the despair. Now,
you have diabetes.
Now I'm in danger, and I'm sad.
How about he could knock him down? Which leave him prone to get attacked better because he's still melee.
Well, this thing's spiked, so he could slap his hand on the spikes.
I like you falling prone. Imagine you ever walked on a concrete floor with loose sand on it?
Yes, actually.
It's pretty slick. So that combined with the wind, combined with the force of your attack.
And reaching down.
He's flying at me.
And yeah, you're reaching down to get him. Yeah. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong.
No, that makes total
that will
sense,
cause
yeah.
you to fall prone. So you are now prone.
You're welcome.
Hey, my shield.
I like it. Hey, there's my shield. All right, so now it's an NPC slot, which would leave us with...
The minions.
The two minions. This has been a pretty rough little fight, too, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I also had a threat.
Oh, you had a threat, too?
Was it the Empire symbol?
Yeah, the threat.
Yeah.
Suffer strain.
Yeah, you'll suffer a strain from the fall. And the thought that more of you is now on the Scorn's level, which probably frightens you just a little bit.
Because it will... claw its way inside you and make it home.
There's not enough room.
It'll make room.
Must have crossbred his thing with Wolverine or something.
So it's like a Wolverine.
Pomeranian. He's part Pomeranian.
Jeez, those are the meanest dogs ever.
Wolverine and Pomeranian.
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 Let's go, bub.
Wolveranian?
Wolveranian. Sounds like a very... frightening fruit you could eat.
So you're still technically engaged
and prone.
I'd hardly say it's that serious.
You're not engaged with the dude with the minions, so they're shooting at a target who's engaged, so that increases the difficulty once.
And if they're shooting at me, then I'm prone, which also increases their difficulty.
Who are they shooting at? Let's make that clear first.
They're shooting at Bob. And then they're making... Oh, they're not engaged. Okay, so there's that. And then we get a setback for the sand. So they really should take a maneuver to put their environmental gear on.
They're panicking. It's
fine. They're panicking. And then you've got one setback for you being prone, and they're shooting at you.
Right.
And I believe that is it. Yep, that's all I'm going to do. So anything you would like to do?
I can't wait to hear the stories of our fights and how, like, majestic upgrade, and, like, grand they'll sound by someone else.
Get that critter.
That seems like a wild chance. There's been so many despairs already tonight. I don't see it happening. It's not worth... We need every point we can get.
It's too late now. I've rolled.
Right. May have been wrong, but it was my choice. It was my command.
That goes away, and that leaves them with a net advantage. With this advantage... they will add a boost to their next active character's go.
I will take a maneuver to put my mask back on. And I'm still prone. I'm still behind cover. So I'm going to shoot at the minions.
Okay.
I guess where there's the Aquapolish and the Rodian, right?
There can only be one. Kill the Rodian.
Yeah, we'll have to kill the Rodian. We have to sacrifice a Rodian to the Rodian god.
Rodian Lander.
That'll give them 9, and I got an advantage, and I'll add a boost to my next allied character.
Okay. So you squeeze off a couple of shots at the Rodian. The second shot hits it and drops him. Okay. So that would be Lan.
All right. I will take a maneuver to also put the mask on. I'll spend strain to maneuver to aim.
Okay.
I'll flip destiny. And I will stab Tonovan. A triumph and a success. So I will deal 7 wounds with 2 pierce.
I imagine that's going to hurt.
Stuck him in the thigh.
And I will spend my triumph to do a critical wound.
Okay. And you're using a vibro knife?
Yes.
So that'll be D100 plus 10.
That will be 100.
Nice. You have crippled him. One of the target's limbs is crippled until healed or replaced. Increased difficulty of all checks that require use of that limb by 1.
Awesome. Yeah, since I'm already on the ground, I'll hamstring him with the vibro knife.
Ouch. I'm not healing him.
Oh, the Achilles tendon.
I know it said I don't want to pick or choose who lives or die.
But I'm going to pick or choose who lives or die in this situation.
Yeah.
And they can all die.
I didn't see anything with sands in my eye.
That's awesome.
Ouch. All right, that is the end of the third round. We'll start with the top of the fourth. The Scorn continues to focus his fury on Vog. Let's
see. I've had bigger portos than you.
It's back.
Yeah. Maybe.
Ouch. Take 14 wounds.
Oh, jeez.
That got through.
Mm. No, I didn't feel it. That would be...
Just scratched the surface.
Ouch.
A flesh wound.
You just chipped the paint. How's Bog feeling?
It's crazy.
I would like this thing to die in the very near future, but...
I'm a bit worried about shooting into...
He's going to spend just 2 of them to...
You can't hurt me like this thing can hurt me. So just...
Well, I got to reroll too.
He's going to spend 2 of them to perform a free maneuver, which will be to aim at you, because he feels like he's got you on the ropes. I don't know if he does or not, but he feels like he's in good shape. The other 4 advantages he will spend to inflict critical injury with a 10% increase. Okay. So that will be 10, 20. You've already got a critical injury, right?
Hmm.
No, it's not you?
No.
No, that's me. Yeah.
So it'll be plus 20%.
This is the first time I've really been hit.
Isn't
ever.
He?
I mean, hurt.
Plus 20% to whatever he rolls. And he rolls a 9 on the dice, which gives him a 29.
You stubbed your toe.
You have a discouraging wound.
Oh.
Flip 1 light side destiny point to dark side destiny point.
Yep.
Well, that's hardly fair.
It is your destiny. Tonovan uses his maneuver to hobble towards the doors. And then he will use his second maneuver as he drops his action to take a second maneuver to reach said doors. So
I know what Draco's doing.
So that gets him to the door. He's bailing. He's running away. PC.
Shoot him. Yeah.
Shoot him, Draco.
Yep.
Feel the force.
This thing and get off me. I'll take care of Tonovan. Get this thing off me.
I'm sitting there going, oh.
Oh, the guy's limping. You know, I can totally hit him.
You want to kill this thing?
Yeah, we need to kill this thing. I'm going to shoot it.
You're not shooting Tonovan.
I'll shoot Tonovan.
I'm going to shoot.
I'll throw my glass
I'm
at
I'm shooting the score.
I throw my martini at him.
Okay, those will take that. So it'll be 2 successes.
That's all you need to do.
So that will be 10 points of damage to the Scorn.
Alrighty.
He's still kicking.
I'm going to hit him with my med pack.
These guys are very tough.
I'm going to hit him with my med pack.
And all you can think of is you've heard several times since you've been here. Top of the food chain. Apex creatures. Next PC slot.
This is probably not the smartest decision I've ever made, but how far away is Tonovan from me?
At this point, he's at medium range because it took him 2 maneuvers to get to the door.
So one maneuver would be sufficient to close the gap because we were engaged.
What was his? I thought he was hamstrung. So.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he takes penalties, but he didn't actually slow his movement.
Yeah, it didn't slow the movement.
So only, like, really one maneuver would be enough to...
One maneuver would get you at short range.
Right.
Because he's at medium right now.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, then I'll take a maneuver to stand.
Right.
Take strain. Take a maneuver to close to short.
Okay, you're now at short range.
And I'll attack with my weapon, my whip, which has a range of short.
Oh, sweet. Yep. There you go. Perfect.
because I'm rather determined to not let him get away. Oh. Oh my. Oh my. Yeah, I think I'm just left with the triumph.
No net successes?
Yeah, with just the one success.
A success and a triumph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just barely. I mean, that literally cleared everything else.
Wow.
But he will take 8 strain, and using the triumph, I will activate one of the weapon qualities of my whip and entangle him.
Okay.
I'm going to try and whip it around his feet and tangle him up.
That's what he gets for calling him a slaver.
I'll show him I'm not a slaver by how good I am with this whip.
Okay, so that immobilizes him, so he can't move. All right, so Scorn, Tonovan, and now it's the minion group. Take 8 wounds.
You back down. Okay, good.
Close.
And a critical injury. How many crits do you already have against you? 2?
Please don't die. I feel bad you died.
Ooh. Oh, thank God. I miscounted. It's 123 on the roll. You are knocked senseless. You are now staggered for the remainder of the encounter. You cannot perform actions.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
He can still do maneuvers.
You can maneuver, but you cannot perform an action. They cleaned your clock. Don't mock my smocker, I'll clean your clock.
For the rest of the encounter?
Encounter, yeah. That guy's like, you killed my friend! You my brother. You killed Stinky. Stinky the Rodian. All right, PC slot.
That leaves me and Lan, I think, because I didn't go.
All right, I'll stand up as a maneuver. I will engage the Scorn as a maneuver.
I will miss you.
I know.
It's a hero's death that waits.
And I will swing. I will flip destiny.
It's going to be amazing if he actually does it, though. Could you imagine?
You're flipping destiny.
Yep.
You're going to get 2
upgrades to your difficulty.
So it's going to be 2 red ones?
Yes.
That's awful.
At a minimum, because difficulty's always 2 in average. It's always average in melee.
Melee and brawl's always average.
Right. I spent all my maneuvers, so I can't thing.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I see a look on his face that it could be good or bad. I don't know.
That was very good.
He's smiling.
So I hit him and do 11 wounds.
Pierce 2.
Tension.
Now you're doing this on purpose just to drag out the tension.
You do not do enough wounds to drop him unconscious, but you did a bunch.
What is this? All right.
And you slide your vibro knife into him, and when you pull it out, the blood is roughly the same color as his scales, which are that sand pattern. It's just real thick and wet, and he whips his head at you like you've kind of got his back to you, and he whips around. He scowls at you and chitters off something.
All right, is it my turn?
It is your turn. Are you scared, Lan?
I'm very scared.
All right, so this is going to be also stupid. I'm going to hit it with my med pack. Just my case.
The carrying case. Oh, that's great. I panicked, okay?
Because, I mean...
You're the best. I love it.
It's not dying. I don't understand, so...
That thing should stay dead.
What's... Okay, go ahead.
Is it an improv again?
Yes.
It's an improvised weapon.
So what do I... I'm not throwing it, so it's a melee?
Yep.
It is okay. A melee.
All right, well, I don't have anything in that, so I'm going to flip destiny for a proficiency. I'm going to get 2 of the adversary.
You might want to aim twice if you want to...
What is your brawn?
It's a 1.
Okay, so a med pack. It falls between small and medium in size. I think. Because a small item is a bottle, a fist-sized rock, or a hydro spanner. A medium-sized weapon is a 2-handed rock, a chair, or a hollow vid screen.
It'd basically be like a 2-handed rock if it's a hard case.
Okay.
That's how I'd see it with 2 hands.
Anybody else agree with that? I agree with that too, but I felt like it was a little... That made it a little bigger than what it needed to be.
Well,
but
if it's like a metal case...
My gut instinct was medium. So medium has cumbersome 2.
Okay.
Which means you have to have at least a 2 brawn or you suffer a setback die for the difference.
Okay. And then...
So it's an additional setback in addition to the storm.
So do I want to spend my... I can't do... Can I do two maneuvers in an action?
You can spend a strain, two strain to do a maneuver.
All right, so I'm going to use a maneuver to put on my mask.
Which will eliminate one of the setback.
And then can I aim with the second?
You can aim with your second maneuver.
And then I'm going to hit it.
Okay.
And I already flipped destiny. Dear Ron Perlman, please... Please, Ron Perlman, be with me tonight.
Ron Perlman, be with me. I hope and pray that this is enough to kill this thing.
I hope so, too.
It would
too,
be amazing.
That would be awesome.
But it's probably not. I'm probably just going to make it angry. I don't know how much soak it has.
If hit at all, I mean.
Right.
Oh, my God. So, I got a triumph. Everything canceled out. The success, but I got a triumph.
So...
Wait, did you get... You got a success and a triumph, or...
Just a triumph.
Just the triumph.
So you canceled out all your successes, so you just have a triumph. So as long as it doesn't involve dealing damage to the thing...
I'm gonna disarm it.
You could trust your DM and let me have your triumph.
Okay, I guess against my better judgment, I will trust...
Perfect. So, you bring the case up, and as you bring it down, you completely miss, right? The way you're holding it, the case,
uh-huh.
It would open up facing you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you come down, as soon as you miss, you stop, right? And the case flings open. And there's all kinds of little pretty lights and stuff inside from the medical displays and all that good stuff. And you're going to use your triumph to do something that turns the tide of the battle. He stops fighting. His aggressive stance immediately melts away, and he just chirps and tweets and oogle eyes all the little lights and stuff. And he reaches out, and he's like trying to take stuff out of your open case.
Wow.
And at this point, that's when you notice...
Speechless.
One of the necklaces that he has on, he has buttons, like keys off of a keyboard, that look like they would operate mining equipment.
Oh my God. I'm about to become queen of the scorn. I mean king. I am glad I trusted this. This is amazing. I am stunned.
It's now the top of the fifth round. He takes his action to pull out some of the medical equipment, you know, and it's got like a, I don't know, like a handheld scanner thing that he pulls out. And he's holding his sword in one hand, and he reaches out with the other one and takes it, and he's like thumbing and hitting the buttons and listening. Like he puts the thing up to his ear where he can hear the tones of the keys that he's pressing.
Wow.
That is awesome.
That's going to go down in history.
The next NPC slot... Tonovan goes ballistic and starts yelling at it to quit playing around and kill them. Kill them. And he's going to make a hard athletics check to break free of your...
Don't forget that's part of his penalty for his legs are damaged, so part of his injury.
Yeah, it increased the difficulty. It doesn't upgrade it, but it increases it.
Yep.
And he is going to flip destiny to upgrade the check.
He also has a setback for the environment. So he's never taken the turn to put his mask on. He's been busy trying to kick the crap out of the land.
Yeah, I feel like that's only for combat roles.
And he takes a setback because this is his last round of being disorientated. And I'm going to spend a destiny point to upgrade his difficulty.
Yeah, how you like it, Tonovan.
I like it. I like it a lot. He fails and ends up entangling himself even more because he rolls four threats. And actually, I'm going to spin those to, in the effort to get free, it causes him to fall prone. And I'm going to go ahead and say it would upgrade his next attempt to get loose. PC slot.
I
don't even think I can do anything.
I'm
going to hit this guy again.
Okay.
Since he's already tangled up in my whip, press the button and shock him some more. I guess I'll roll for... Alright, he will take an additional 8 strain. Is he still up?
He is still up.
Then
He's like yelling at the... He's cursing at the entanglement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the scorn, telling it that it needs to do what it's been paid to do, that kind of stuff. And in between his rant, you blast him with a shock from the whip, and he's like, you need to get those people!
I'll spend two advantages to disorient him for an additional four rounds.
Nice.
And I'll spend two advantages to extend the length of the entanglement back, reset it back to its full duration.
Okay.
Which is only one round, by the way.
The next PC slot.
There's still that Aqualish, so I don't know what we want to do here about that, but I don't know. I made a friend, so I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss. I guess I'm going to...
Because I imagine the handheld scanner that you've got has a cord that runs into the case.
Okay.
So he's still...
I know what I'm going to do.
This doesn't work. You could kill all of us. I'm just throwing that out there. Well,
I know.
The rest
it's
of
just,
you guys.
It's just kind of funny because I have this, like, thing about Riskers that...
He takes in strays?
No, it's... he has a side hobby which could or could not benefit us in this moment, so I'm going to see. But,
veterinarian
you know,
school?
But he like sees like how he's drawn in by the, you know, shiny stuff, so he like slowly goes into his pocket and pulls out these like really they're like a variety of seashells and really shiny stones that he's picked up off of different planets because he likes souvenirs.
He every time he goes
you're a souvenir guy, I forgot.
Yeah. He kind of like offers it to him like, are you interested?
And he reaches out his left hand, which holds the bioscanner, the medical scanner that's attached to your case.
Okay.
He points it at you and starts hitting the buttons like he wants you to hear.
Okay.
And then he listens.
He bends down to listen and then like kind of like also shows how, you know, the rocks kind of shine under the light of the case too, to see if that draws him in.
He looks, but he doesn't look nearly as interested in that as he does the technology.
The technology. Okay.
He really likes the music. The Aqualish is very upset and very disturbed by this particular display of distraction on the Scorn, and he shoots you.
Aww.
I'm surprised you didn't shoot the Scorn, Aqualish being the violent sort they are.
Well, we're still technically allies at this point, is the way he's looking at it, and he figures if he can eliminate the distraction... then he can rein the Aqualish or the Scorn back in. So he blasts you 7 wounds.
Ah! I feel that.
And the glare that the Scorn shot at Lan is now, because you probably stumble back from the hit, is directed at the Aqualish. And that will be a PC slot.
Who has it going?
Draco and...
I think you two.
I can't do anything other than... I'm going to...
You can
out.
Maneuver, but you can't.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull out a...
Stim pack?
Stim pack.
That'll give yourself 3.
All right, then I'll go after the Aqualish.
Okay.
Okay.
We spent all our luck up to this point, and we're officially out.
All right, I net 1 advantage.
Oh, okay.
So I will give a boost out to my next ally.
Okay.
Which could be the Scorn.
And that brings us to the top of the round. After the Aqualish shoots Dr. Risker, and you... attempt to stab the Aqualish, the Scorn pounces on the Aqualish in much the same way that he did on Vog. He releases his frills and allows, as he jumps, allows the wind to carry him up.
Better him than me.
He lands, and with his feet, they're almost like Bird prehensile talons. Feet. Yeah, they grasp on to the Aqualish's waist.
Carry him off into the sunset.
And he brings his blade down. He flips it around and brings it down and attempts to stab it in the face.
I believe that means we win.
Yeah, I'm going to let him have that data scanner thing.
Just buy a new one. It's
I'm just going to let him
Destiny
have it.
He will to upgrade the attack.
He Maybe I'll just give him my entire med pack. I don't know. Attack.
I'm not even a real doctor. I'll just let him. He'll be the medic from now on if he wants to be. I'm not going to argue with him.
13 wounds and a critical injury. He effectively
skewered him.
Skewered the Aqualish and drops it.
Fatality.
I'm gonna call him Smiley.
And look, his aorta makes a lyrical flute.
And he'll drop strain to spin a maneuver to go back and retrieve the scanner and hit the buttons to make it play the music and hold it out to Dr. Risker to listen.
All right, I'm going to just hold my my wound and just let him do whatever he wants.
I think this fight's wrapped up other than dealing with Tonovan.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him again.
Blasting with the
whip.
Man. I never thought this would happen. He's gonna walk away with my med pack. There's no two buts about it. It's his now.
Maybe we can keep him as a pet.
No.
Are you gonna do anything? Well, yeah, because he's so trustworthy.
Yeah, I'm gonna flip to upgrade.
He's going to take 12 strain.
Yeah, he's unconscious.
Okay. Riskers is kind of just stunned from everything that just happened. And he kind of, looks down at his med pack and looks at the terrifying creature that would not die. And he kind of gestures to him like, do you want the entire thing?
He pulls the cord taut.
Like, I kind of already do.
And cuts it, which also severs the power.
Mm-hmm.
So it no longer makes music. And he turns with that scowl at Dr. Risker, and you fully expect him to jump at you.
Does the Scorn look like it's getting ready to jump on the doctor since it started the pad stop?
Right. The beautiful, relatively beautiful thing about these creatures is that everything you've seen about them makes them totally feel like they're unpredictable. I mean, you saw Tonovan shoot it in the back on accident, and it just kind of scowled at him. And then you saw the other guy shoot Risker, and it turned on him. So this thing is very unpredictable, and for a split second, you totally expect this thing to pounce on him, but it does not. It holds the med pad up, the scanner, and presses the button with its thumb and shakes it and hands it back, kind of pokes it at Risker as if to say, make it play the music again.
Okay, he's gonna hesitantly take it back, and he's gonna like check the damage, like is it completely severed the power and everything,
right where he cut the cord.
Mm-hmm.
That's caused it to not have power, to not function.
This is a pickle. Yep. This is a pickle.
And he does something else that, or it does something else, because you're not sure if it's male or female. It does something else that's odd. It sheaths its blade.
Okay, that kind of comfortable with that. I feel still it could, like, maul me, but at least I won't get impaled. Since I'm familiar with the equipment, can I see if there's, like, you know, any backup power on it that I could have it work for, like, just a little bit? So I would think if the rest of the equipment would... Oh, I'm going to flip Destiny to make that a thing.
I will allow that.
Oh, thank God.
So the scanner has a backup power supply internal that will allow it to function for it's a limited time, but it's a pretty good time span.
Mm-hmm.
Probably well long after it leaves your presence, eventually, like maybe a couple of days later. But as much as it's using it, it may go out within the day. But you could be well at a safe distance at that point.
I plan to hide under my bed. once I get it going again, I'm going to press a few buttons to show that it's making sounds. I'm going to slowly put it up to my own ear to, like, show that I'm listening to it before I offer it back to the Scorn.
Okay, so while you're doing that, you see some things in its, I guess, its posture. The frills, which have all slicked back on its body, they kind of relax, and they don't really come forward to make it look bigger and more intimidating, but they just kind of come forward in a relaxed fashion, and you can see the wind kind of flipping them as the frills are moving in the wind. It kind of looks expectantly, and it puts its hand out like, oh, give me,
mm-hmm.
kind of posture.
That's adorable. But also still terrifying. All right, I definitely hand it back to it and let it have its way.
He takes it back from you and then begins to press the buttons again and listen to the tones. And after, you know, maybe a second or two of that, he puts it into a satchel that he has on his side and goes over to the Aqualish that he killed.
I am not going to stop him. I'm just going to watch in awe because I'm still very blown away by the fact that it hasn't killed me, that I just somehow made trade with it somehow, and I'm just going to watch what it does.
Yeah, it picks up the Aqualish's blaster and tucks it into its belt, and then begins to rummage. It kind of rummages through his pockets and, you know, like his jacket pocket, his pants pocket. Oh, and he goes, actually, after he does that, he goes down to the boots. He doesn't take the boots, but he unstrings the laces and takes those and puts them into that same satchel with the med scanner.
Okay, well, I'm gonna slowly close up my med pack then and just kind of glance at Lan and give him a look like, what do I do now?
Well, we'll watch him And if he starts going into town, we'll have to do something. If he just leaves, we'll just let him go.
Leaving is going into town, is it not?
You are in town.
But we're all right on the edge, correct?
You would be on the outer edge of the city, yeah, but still. You're in town. You're within the confines of the city. He does take one of his necklaces off that have the key, the buttons attached to it, and presents it to Risker.
Thank you? And he, like, slowly takes it and palms the necklace and just kind of, like, glances over it and then back to the score and very confused. His ears are, like, going up and down as he's trying to figure out, should I put it on now, or...
He just glares at you.
Put it on.
I'm going to put it on.
But you've also noticed that his facial expressions are extremely static. It's not his face that is his expression. It's his posture and the position of all the little frills that he has along his body.
Okay.
Especially the ones on his head and face.
I'll look at him. Do you speak common?
He chitters.
Do you understand common?
He chitters.
If you understand common, can you hold up your hand?
He holds up his hand. And when he does, you can tell that his fingers, his digits, end in very cruel-looking talons. They're serrated. They look like... You begin to question, why would he even use a sword when he's got talons? And, you know, it's through your visors, it's kind of hard to see, but you can tell that his teeth are serrated as well. He looks like he's a biter and a scratcher.
How hurt does he appear? I know we did some damage to him.
Yeah, he's injured. He's not quite as injured as Draco, but he's injured.
He is. But he didn't kill me, and he kind of...
He still could kill us all.
But
if we're not careful,
maybe
let's just send him on his way and let his people deal with his
wounds. If he remembers me later? It could save our life if we ever run into Scorn. I mean, you're right. They're so unpredictable.
I'll look at him. You need to leave town or there'll be trouble from the townspeople. Just go back to your people.
He points at the injuries that you guys have inflicted upon him and then looks at Risker.
I think I have much of a choice, Lan.
Probably not. Go ahead and treat him.
And what he does is he reaches to his belt and pulls that blaster. Now, he doesn't have it in a fashion to where he would be holding it to use it, and reaches out and presents it.
I take it.
And then his frills relax even more, and he looks like, the way he's acting, it's like he shakes his head like, yeah.
Treat his wounds.
And then he turns where you can see where he's been shot in the back.
Carefully.
He's kind of humanoid, and I've dealt with similar species. It can't be that different, so I can do this. He kind of, like, is shaking visibly, and he leans down, gets on his knees because of the huge height difference. And he opens up his med kit again and to, like, help with his injuries. And what would you say would the difficulty for that be, in that medicine check?
I would say it would be average, but because he is...
Unfamiliar species.
Such an unfamiliar species. Go ahead and make me a hard xenology check first.
Fine.
And I want to point out that while you open that case back up and start pulling instruments and, you know, tools and stuff out, he kind of perks up and, you know, peeks over into the box.
I'm going to let him do that then as I'm getting everything ready.
Yep. And if you make no moves whatsoever, like you just kind of ignore what he's doing, he sneaks a glance at everybody and then he starts to reach in like he's going to take something. And you pick something, I don't know, one of the popsicle sticks that the doctors have, the tongue suppressor.
Oh.
He picks one of those up, looks at it, puts it back.
So
he just picks up various things and looks at them.
What'd you say? It was a hard difficulty?
It would be a hard xenology check.
Okay. All right. I'm smart, so there's a lot of dice. I failed, but I got 4 advantages.
Okay, so how that works out is your difficulty is actually going to be increased by 1 to treat him medically.
Okay.
Because of the alien biology
or
the unfamiliar biology. But there are also things in there that you would be familiar with as a doctor, especially in a galaxy full of countless species. So I'm going to, unless you have a specific way you would like to spend those advantages, you could probably spend them to learn things about the Scorn specifically.
Yeah, I'd like to know about about their hide in particular? Like, is, because he got blasted, but he showed no signs of, like, you know, being throttled too much. So is, does he have a bigger soak? Like, he does his hide thicker due to the sand and everything?
Yes. Okay. The keratin that makes up the scales of their body is thickened over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably some type of, what would you say, what am I trying to say, evolution,
mm-hmm.
where they've evolved to the point to where they're, you know, very protected. It doesn't seem like where the sand is stinging and bothering you guys if your skin was exposed. He seems like he's not taking any discomfort in that. And remember, these things live in the desert,
mm-hmm.
and they're nomadic or semi-nomadic, so they don't build permanent structures to live in, so they're probably exposed to the elements most of their existence.
Okay.
So you've got that, and again, his teeth and talons are very evolved to inflict massive amounts of damage. He looks like he could probably kill a person with his just his hands and his teeth.
Oh no, I believe that. I feel like he could claw his way inside someone and live in them. Like Bob.
And if you're able to do any kind of scan,
I can't.
Oh, he took your scanner, right? So
I mean, it would have to just be.
Yeah, he's very resilient.
Okay.
He's very strong. He's a lot stronger than he should be, given his stature. And you're pretty convinced he's probably at least as strong as Vog, if not more so.
God.
Physically strong.
That's a lot of muscle packed into that tiny thing.
It's folded like steel in a katana.
Don't you start.
Okay, then I guess I'll do my medicine check now, and, increase? So it was average, now it's hard.
Yeah, don't forget he has adversary, too.
correct. And I'm gonna go ahead and throw in a boost, because of all the extra advantages that you roll there.
Yay! Okay, and then, so much dice!
Stop bragging.
I can't help it. I'm so smart and good-looking and charismatic. I don't see any of you guys befriending Scorn.
I wouldn't technically say you've done it yet.
I know. I'm terrified still. I'm kind of worried I'm going to screw this up. Enough, in fact, I think I'm going to spend Destiny.
Oh.
And hope and pray.
So we flip Destiny to upgrade.
To the Cosmos.
Ah! Use the Force Risker. Doesn't have quite the same ring.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
Do you think that's what Obi-Wan was talking about?
Just go ahead and spend a Force point. It'll be much easier.
In previous editions of this game, that was a big deal.
Okay. I succeeded, and I also got two advantages, so I'm going to spend the advantage to give him, like, anesthetic, so he feels really good, too. So he'll be a little bit more chummy and not willing to kill us.
To make him more docile?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I mean, he watches, and you've never seen a patient accept the things that you're doing, like, you know, putting in stitches and things like that, without any kind of painkiller
mm-hmm.
beforehand and not flinch. He never reacts to anything that would hurt other species that would cause pain, even in treating.
Oh, he has a high pain tolerance. Okay, so I'm going to clean up his injury to the best of my ability. I'm probably going to have to stand in a position so the sand doesn't get into the wound and not cause infection and all that. So I guess that would be an additional part to my advantage.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I had to. So, and I'll clean up the wound and wrap it up and give him a little anesthetic.
He takes it. He likes it.
Good, good. And I'm going to step back then and, you know, gesture that, you know, he's fine now. And slowly pack
Please
up.
Please leave.
Yeah. And he will approach, if he can approach Draco and Vog simultaneously, if you guys are standing close to one another, he is going to approach.
I've got a, at this point, I would have the Tonovan shouldered at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of leaning up against the post.
He reaches into his satchel and pulls the medical scanner out, hits the buttons a couple times, looking expectantly at Draco, puts it to his ear and listens, shakes his head and chitters, and then hands it to him.
I'll take it.
Meanwhile, you can see Risker do the gesture to his ear like, pretend to listen, man. Pretend to listen.
And then you can see him, the Scorn begins to look at that window where the wind's coming in, and he kind of squints as best he can. His frills kind of flip back a little bit, and he proceeds towards that particular wall.
Is that direction of out of town by any chance?
It's out of the building, and he begins to climb the conduit and whatever girders are up against the wall, making his way towards that blasted out window.
Just leave him be.
I don't think we can do that.
He's probably going back. Oh, yeah, we can.
He's on the windowsill.
He's going back to his tribe, probably, and...
And he's gone.
Well, let's hope so.
I hope so. I've been holding my breath this entire time. Why did he give me a gun?
He traded it for his medical service, it appears to me.
Is that what happened?
Is the office that was in this area, is it still, like, it's closed off, so is there still sand and stuff blowing through it, too, or is it...
No, not in the office. The office is closed.
All right, cool.
So you guys could go in there and take shelter.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Tonovan with me and start that way.
That concludes this week's exciting episode. Are the Scorn as vicious as the locals say? What would become of Tonovan? Tune in next week to find out. And may the Force be with you, always.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network, bringing you the geek.